Lady Gaga slammed over pro-Biden video aimed at swing state voters, disconnected, fake, and patronizing. By Alana Mastrangelo on November 2, 2020. Lady Gaga was slammed and mocked on social media as disconnected and patronizing over her video in which the pop star dressed in camouflage, crushed a beer, while leaning against a pickup truck, and announced her plans to visit an unnamed swing state to campaign for Joe Biden. "Hey, this is Lady Gaga. I'm voting for America, which means, I'm voting for Joe Biden," Lady Gaga says in the video she posted over the weekend. "And if you live in Minnesota, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Michigan, Florida, or Arizona, I encourage you to vote, and if you have a friend that lives there, tell them to vote. I'm going to be in one of these states tomorrow. Guess which one I'll be in. Hint, I used to live there. Cheers, to the 2020 election. Watch below." Lady Gaga was quickly slammed for being fake and patronizing, among other things. She's wearing camouflage next to a big truck drinking beer in a sad attempt to relate with conservatives to steer their votes blue, wrote Millie Weaver. "This just shows how disconnected Hollywood is from conservative culture. This comes off fake and patronizing. Deep breath. Collect myself. Can't. Stop. Laughing," reacted J. Hogan Gidley, National Press Secretary Donald J. Trump for President Incorporated. "Wow. Is that honestly what she thinks real America is like? Talk about your all-time cringe-worthy, epic evidence of Hollywood versus the heartland. Gross. Makes me want to vote for whoever you hate," commented the Blaze reporter Elijah Schaefer. "This video is cringe. Oh, I voted for Trump," wrote Cambry. "This is Lady Gaga trying to appeal to middle America," tweeted the Blaze TV host Lauren Chen. "How do you do, fellow pickup truck owners? I like beer too. Cringe," reacted Melissa Tate in response to Lady Gaga's video. "Lady Gaga's impression of a normal person needs a lot of work. Probably because she's never been around one in her whole life," noted writer Matt Walsh. "Super cringe. Ouch," tweeted Anna Kay. "You create cultural cow manure," wrote commentator Mark Dice. The following day, Lady Gaga announced that she had arrived in Pennsylvania to attend Biden's rally on Monday. "I am so excited to be back in Pennsylvania," the singer wrote. "See you tomorrow at Joe's rally. We need every vote, PA, make a plan. This election depends on you." Biden has faced fire from critics over his stance on fracking, recently saying America would transition from the oil industry should he win the election. Fracking is a major industry that provides more than 600,000 jobs in Pennsylvania. And Lady Gaga was among the more than 145 musicians and filmmakers in 2012 who campaigned against fracking at an event organized by a group called Artists Against Fracking. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo, on Parler at @alana, and on Instagram.